Father, we bow down before you and just thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you are available wherever and whenever. And we thank you for your precious word, Lord, that we have it, that we can hold it, we can meditate on it. It is life. It is truth. Oh, Lord, may we not substitute other things that are inferior in quality and truth for your word, Lord. And Lord, we need it all the time. We find it filled with reminders because we know that we need reminding. So, Lord, remind us this morning as we are here and lead us in this time of prayer that you might be honored, Lord, and your name would be lifted up on high. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, we're in the second of the three Psalms of 141 and 142. Actually, we're at the end, I guess, 143, although 144 is kind of like that. But these are downers for David. He's not doing too well in these Psalms. And so, had some comments back from last week's 142 of how that prayer in the cave ministered to people who were not doing too well. And so, the Lord's beauty and always giving us what we need. And so some of you here today may be feeling a little bit crushed. This Psalm 143 is almost six psalms, in my opinion, because there's six different little stanzas here. And I had a tough time finding a song because each stanza has a little bit different thrust to it, but they're all related to an appeal by David for guidance and deliverance from his enemies. So we all have the enemy out there of the world, worldview. We all have the enemy out there of Satan and the workers of iniquity. So we may not have King Saul chasing us or other people trying to bring the king down, maybe later in David's ministry. So as I read the second little stanza there, for the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have been long dead. Now, can you think of anything more descriptive of a downer than that? Therefore, my soul is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. And so I didn't think we needed another song to get us down. I thought maybe we needed a song to get us up. So here's an old song you're familiar with, I'm sure, but let's sing it to him. He touched me, shackled by a heavy burden. So it starts out that way, but then it gets better. Let's sing along.
Oh,
Father, we thank you for the answer to protection and guidance, deliverance. We thank you for touching us. Thank you for allowing us to be born again. So, Lord, that says it all, really, Lord. Thank you that we are not in David's time, having to look forward to your first coming, but we've received your full counsel. We've received the Holy Spirit. We've received the victory over death and the grave by your first coming. We've had the wrath of God for our sins satisfied. We've had our sins taken away and never to be brought up again. What victory you have given us, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And lead us now as we look at your word a moment and then as we pray this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 143, an earnest appeal for guidance and deliverance, a psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness answer me, and in your righteousness. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. For your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant. Just a kind of whole collection of thoughts there, seems to me, and there's some beautiful comments in there. There's some great questions, and then, requests, and then there's some great responses answering, too. But the very first verse starts out with, "Hear my prayer, O Lord." Now, that is almost identical with Psalm 4, 39, 54, 84, and 102. So a very common beginning of many psalms is, "Hear my prayer," or "Hear my cry, O Lord." So he begins it that way. "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications." And I'm always kind of intrigued when we ask God to listen to us. Can you say or think anything that he already hasn't heard? But when we say that, it means that we have some intention of praying. Because if I don't have some intention of even having an answer to prayer, why pray in the first place? But I'm thinking about, yeah, he'll hear me. And when God hears me, I should pray, right? "Give ear to my supplication, then in your faithfulness answer me." Has he ever been unfaithful? Never. Will he ever be unfaithful? Never. So why am I asking him to be faithful to me? The same reason. Because if I am reminded of his faithfulness, then I will pray, right? I mean, I will want to commune with him. In your faithfulness, answer me, and in your righteousness, he's always righteous. I mean, he's just perfect, isn't he? I mean, we can say, I don't know how many ways you can say that. In your righteousness, do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. I think what that means is in our own standing, in our own ways, in our own methods, there's no righteousness, there's no salvation, there's no satisfaction in us. It's only through him. So no one living is righteous apart from him. Verse 3, and then I mentioned that earlier. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. Again, he's not talking so much about his physical body. He's talking about his soul. Satan can, he can afflict you. He can give you some diseases and so forth, I think. But the main way he comes about you is not physically, it's spiritually. We're in a spiritual battle, aren't we? Why do we have a spiritual armor? If the only problem we worry about is physical. No, we need a spiritual armor, don't we? For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. Do you ever feel your faith has been crushed, wiped out? When was the last time? Like maybe yesterday? He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell. That means come and stay. He has made me come and stay in darkness. Wow. Are in dark places, like those who've long been dead. Wow, that's pretty dark, isn't it? Consequently, or therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. Do you ever feel overwhelmed? My heart within me is distressed. Now, let's not end there. Let's start looking up a little bit. But how often we get in that position and stay there? Oh, I got to call all my friends and have them pray for me. Oh, I'm down so far. I mean, if I went any further, I would, I'd break through the bottom of the earth or whatever. Well, how about looking up? How about crying out to him? He says, then answer me speedily, O Lord. And again, we've talked about that before. We're so slow to go to him, but we want him to come to us so fast. Lord, I've given you 30 seconds to solve this world problem I've got on my hands, and you haven't done anything. But answer me speedily, O Lord, my spirit fails. Still talking about the spirit. Do not hide your face from me. Now again, there's another one of those questions that has he ever hidden his face from you? It seemed like it, but do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit, lest I be like the dead. Cause me to hear, I love this one, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. That's so awesome. Why don't I hear it? Is it because he's not there? No. Because he's unavailable? No. It's because I'm doing other things. But cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you I do trust. Yes, I do. Do I trust? Cause me, another cause request, to know the way in which I should walk. Now, here's the way you should walk. I'm holding it in my hand. So how am I to know the way I should walk? Do I not need to be in the Word? Cause me to know the way in which I should walk. I love the psalm that says, direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. There's many, many verses. But cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. And again, we've got the emphasis here on the soul, not on the body, really. And then the deliverance request in 9, deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. He already has, hasn't he? But we still got little munchkins chewing around on us, don't we? We still have darts and various things coming at us. Teach me to do your will. Oh, yes. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. What a great verse this is. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Amen? Your spirit is good. lead me in the land of uprightness. Now, that's just all really in the right direction in that one, isn't there? And then he ends with, revive me or quicken me or give me life, O Lord, for your name's sake. Not for my name's sake, for your name's sake. For your righteousness's. Look at all the yours in here. For your name's sake, for your righteousness's sake. Bring my soul out of trouble for your mercy. Cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant. Yet the emphasis he closes on your, right? And that's where you need to be if you've got enemy problems. Or if you don't have enemy problems, that's where you need to be. Father, we thank you for the sweet psalmist. We thank you for always touching our hearts in so many places as we open your word. And so, Lord, we have these moments this morning to pray. We have this morning the opportunity to converse with you. You have invited us to come boldly to the throne of grace. And you have given us your Holy Spirit in each one of us to quicken us, to lead us, to direct us. And we ask that we would be directable this morning in this prayer time. Lead us, Lord. Thank you. Let's pray. As we draw near a close here, time-wise, today, just thinking of Jesus and his last couple of days before he was crucified, talking to his disciples, and we have that one place given to us in the Olivet Discourse. How important would the things he says be to his disciples, knowing he was not going to be with them after two more days? I think it'd be pretty important, right? And one of the things he does three times in that discourse, he reminds them not to be deceived. Now, they walked with him for 3+ years. They've had an opportunity to be with him and not be deceived. And yet all of them will be deceived. None of them will really believe what he said about him rising from the dead. They thought it was over. And if they can be deceived, how much easier it is for some of the others to be deceived. And I think about Satan and his deception. He deceives the believer that things are really bad. He deceives the unbeliever that things aren't so bad, right? No, you got time. You're better than that person sitting next to you. You're better than that neighbor across the street. You're really pretty good, right? There's a lot of deception out there, but we have the truth. And the only way we can stay on course is through the Word of God. That's the only way. So let's close here. The last request now in this psalm was, revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant. So let's just sing along in this, revive us again. For every revival prayer, pray 2 revival prayers. The only way you can be revived if you're already alive. I think we need to pray for those that are dead, those that are dead spiritually. You don't revive them, they've never been alive yet, right? So pray for the lost often. Father, we thank you for meeting us here this morning. We thank you for the continuing teaching through your word that we all have who have availability to your word. And we pray for that to be taught from every hamlet and village and city or whatever, particularly through this coming weekend, as we know that the first day of the week is the day traditionally the church gathers to celebrate your resurrection, the day the Spirit was poured out in Pentecost. And so, Lord, may your word go out. May there be that anticipation of your soon coming, so we have the urgency that is needed, and help us to keep our eyes on you. Bless each one because they came, Lord, richly. Thank you for them. Thank you that this family can pray all day long wherever we are, Lord. May we do that in Jesus' name. Amen.